भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नस्तप्रेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भागवतोत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। So reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 12, Verse 19 through 24. This is the killing of Agasura, the demon Agasura. Aho matrani gadata sattva kutan purastitam asmat sangrasana vyata vyala tundayate nava. Aho matrani gadata sattva kutan purastitam asat sangrasana vyata vyala tundayate nava. Aho, oh, Mitrani, friends, Gatata, just let us know. Satvakutam, dead python. Purastitam, as it is, just before us all. Asmat, all of us. Sangrasana, to devour us altogether. Vyata vyala tunda yate. The python, it spread its mouth. Nava, whether it is a fact or not. Translation purport is Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The boy said, dear friends, is this creature dead or is it actually a living python with his mouth spread wide just to swallow us all? Kindly clear up this doubt. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The friends began to discuss among themselves the reality of the wonderful creature lying before them. Was it dead, or was it actually a living python trying to swallow them up? So we're reading here about Agasura, this description of how he made himself very huge. And he's there before all the boys, and they're trying to figure out whether this is some sporting place or a place for, is it real? Is it text 20? Thereafter, they decided, dear friends, this is certainly an animal sitting here to swallow us all. Its upper lip resembles a cloud reddened by the sunshine, and its lower lip resembles the reddish shadows of a cloud. Text 21. On the left and right, the two depressions resembling mountain caves are the corners of its mouth, and the high mountain peaks are its teeth. Text 22. In length and breadth, the animal's tongue resembles a broad traffic way, and the inside of its mouth is very, very dark, like a cave in a mountain. Text 23. The hot, fiery wind is the breath coming out of his mouth, which is giving off the bad smell of burning flesh because of all the dead bodies he has eaten. In text 24, then the boys said, has this living creature come to swallow us? If he does so, he will immediately be killed like Bakasura without delay. Thus they looked at the beautiful face of Krishna, the enemy of Bakasura, and laughed loudly, and clapping their hands, they entered the mouth of the python. Purport. After talking about the terrible animal this way and that way, they decided to enter the demon's mouth. They had full faith in Krishna because they had experienced how Krishna had saved them from the mouth of Bakasura. Now here was another asura, Agasura. Therefore, they wanted to enjoy the spot of entering the demon's mouth, the sport of entering the demon's mouth and being saved by Krishna, the enemy of Bakasura. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Desha Tarane Vanchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is speaking about Krishna's direct pastimes with his very intimate devotees and friends. Like Shukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj, from the very first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, going through all the different, not stories, but Vedic history of the Lord's appearance and how the Lord is repeatedly coming to protect the devotees and to annihilate the demonic influences and miscreants. So in this particular pastime, Krishna killed Putana, but because she was very fortunate, Krishna sucked her breast milk, and so he awarded her the position of eternal mother. And the other demons that are personally killed by Krishna, they attain their swarup, their eternal identity. It's described that even in the battle of Kurukshetra, all the warriors who were in front of Krishna, they attained their swarup, their true identity. So it's not like an easy process to get out of this material world. There's all kinds of speculations from philosophers and religionists that we should follow this religion or that religion. But the real purpose and goal of life is to awaken our love for Krishna, love for God. And one who's covered over by this Maya, this Mahamaya, Yoga Maya, he is very much absorbed and entrapped in this Durga, this fort, where repeated birth and death take place. So these pastimes, especially Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada in the very early days, that 1970? When did Krishna book come out? 70? In the very beginning, because this is such an important instruction. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's personally speaking in a very friendly, loving way with his dear friend Arjuna, how to achieve this goal of life, this happiness that everyone is looking for. Everyone in this world is looking for some sort of pleasure and happiness, but we don't know where to repose that love. Because we're Satchidananda Vigraha, we're eternal, we're full of bliss, we're full of knowledge, but we're very much covered over by the material modes of nature. So the purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement is to awaken the conditioned souls who have forgotten the relationship with Krishna, to awaken that desire again to uncover the darkness, to bring out the light. And it's described that without hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, the sages were all very concerned at Naimisharanya. Now Krishna's leaving. Who will uphold the religious principles? Kali Yuga, people are very slow in spiritual advancement. People are not inclined towards religious activities or spiritual activities. They're very much against law and order. We can see how all over the world people are protesting the idea the government is forcing them, you know, wear masks, take your, you know, your shots, your vaccines, and you can't leave your home, you can't go here, you can't do this and that. So many rules and regulations. But this is life in the prison house. You say, how's it going? It's the same thing. You're a prisoner. You're forced to take birth. You're forced in a particular family. You grow old, you get diseased, and you die. And we do it again and again and again and again. And it's described that these cowherd boys that are playing with Krishna, that they perform great sacrifices, great punya. They performed such, when we hear of the austerities of Haranyakashipu, oh, he achieved some great mystic powers. He got great benedictions from Lord Brahma, but not achieving the real benedictions, like Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj, he wanted a kingdom because he was insulted as a kshatriya, a leader, a warrior. He was insulted by his stepmother. He wanted a kingdom greater than his father, Uttanapada, greater than Brahma. So he had great aspirations. Many of us have certain goals, you know. We want to have a nice family, at least a good job, a good bank account, nice house, live in a peaceful setting. You know, all these utopian ideas of real happiness think that, yes, I have several, you know, children, I have a nice bank balance and a very loving mother and very loving relationship with my family. But generally, we see that families come together for a very short time. I just read about Chitraketu Maharaj, how he had so many wives, but none of them could give a child. So Angira Rishi blessed him. Okay, you want a child, his name will be Harshashoka. He'll give you happiness, but he'll also give you great distress. But one who wants something in this material world, he doesn't want to hear about the distress. Just let me have a child, I'll be happy, doesn't matter. Maybe he won't be obedient, maybe he won't listen, doesn't matter, I want a child. So after the child came, all the other co-wives became very much envious and jealous because the king was giving particular attention to his queen and to her, his child. So they poisoned the baby. And everybody lost their minds. You can just imagine when you lose a family member, what to speak of a small child. Everyone is heartbroken. Everyone is feeling great distress and disaster. Just like when Trinavarta came and took Krishna, Mother Yashoda practically died on the spot, and all the inhabitants are feeling great pain and suffering because Krishna may be hurt or lost. How much they love and they how much attention they give to their children and bathe them and, you know, wake them and give them the breast milk and make sure that they're always protected by chanting all kinds of protective mantras. So this natural love is being exhibited by Mother Yashoda, the cowherd boys, the gopis. There are different intensities of that love being demonstrated, explained in the Nectar of Devotion by Srila Rupa Goswami. What are the different symptoms of devotional service? So Chitraketu, the queen, was completely devastated by the loss of their Harshashoka child. So much calamity was there that Narada Muni and Angira Rishi, they brought the child back to life. And everybody is somewhat mesmerized by a small child speaking philosophy. And when this child became animated and said, which mother and father are you referring to? You know, I've had so many mothers and fathers. You know, that I'm repeatedly entrapped in this cycle of birth and death. Temporarily, this is my mother and father, but after a short time, I will have another mother and father. So there's a deep philosophical explanation from Harshashoka to his parents, so much so that they finally got a grip on the reality that Jivera Swarupoi Krishnera Nityadas. We're all eternal servants of Krishna, and we fly our own airplane. You know, if an airplane is in danger, the other airplanes can't help it very much. It's going to go down, it's going down. So all of us, we have to take responsibility. It's described that our nation will not help us, our countrymen, the police, the soldiers, my family members, my bank balance, all my possessions, my reputation. Everything will be washed clean. Even Hiranyakashipu was speaking this philosophy, the philosophy that when Hiranyaksha was killed by Lord Varaha, Hiranyakashipu was so angry, but to pacify the wife of Hiranyaksha and all the relatives, he told the story of a small child, that there was one king, an emperor, and he was killed on a battlefield, and all the queens were lamenting, oh, you died, we're dead, who will protect us, who will guide us, who will give us shelter now? You're dead, we're as good as dead. And it's described that Yamaraj, in the form of a little boy, came to say, why are you foolish people speaking? You're all adults and you have no understanding about the reality of our temporal nature in this world. that were eternal, never born, ever existing, undying, primeval. We're not slain when the body is slain. We continue. So this very, very important point was also explained to Arjuna by Krishna. When Arjuna's lamenting for his family members that I have a duty as a king, as a kshatriya, to uphold religious principles. Rajarshis were actually meant to uphold spiritual religious principles. They were representatives of God. So Arjuna, he was getting very sentimental. My grandfather, my uncle, my relatives, you know, we're going to destroy the religious principles by killing and destroying humanity in such a way that there'll be unwanted population and people will become very degraded. So this attachment is very, very strong. And to come to the point where one is ready to surrender to the spiritual master, tadvidi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnanas tatpadarshana. So Krishna explains that the soul is eternal. Don't lament for the external covering. Of course, there's sentiments, because when we're inter-exchanging with each other, although we are seeing the physical body, we know that within is a person, is that spirit soul. And that person is very dear to Krishna. That's why it's described, the devotees are titikshava karunka suhrida sarvane dehinam. They're very merciful and they're kind to all living entities. So those devotees, after performing great austerities and penance, whatever guidance they may have had in life, they're thinking on the impersonal level. Even Lord Brahma was bewildered with this pastime of Agasura, because when Agasura, as it gets a little further, is killed by Krishna, all the denizens of the heavenly planets are dancing and playing musical instruments and singing, because everyone was afraid of Agasura, the demoniac personality. And although we don't see the form of Agasura or Bakasura or Putana, but you can understand that there are witches and there are demoniac personalities, and many of them, these demonic personalities, come into form in Kali Yuga of political leaders or some so-called charismatic spiritual leaders, gurus, yogis, mystics. So Srila Prabhupada is giving us Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the highest truth, beyond economic development, beyond sense gratification, beyond liberation. It's an opportunity that if you know that I have to make a little sacrifice, just like the parents, they tell their children, you go to school, make a sacrifice, go to school, get a good education, then you'll be able to function in society, you'll have a nice family, you'll be happy. But without education, you'll live in ignorance. So the real education comes by hearing about the glories of Krishna, just like the Chatusana, the four Kumaras, the sons of Lord Brahma. They were told to propagate, expand the population, the world, but the four Kumaras wanted to remain as little brahmacharis. And they're always naked, even though they're millions of years old. They're just simply absorbed preliminarily in the impersonal aspect, just expressing the magnitude of what is the Brahma Jyoti. The effulgence of the Lord is incredible. And by performing meditation and yoga practices, austerities, one can merge in this impersonal Brahman. Even Shukadeva Goswami, in the beginning. But when they smelled the tulsi leaves offered to the lotus feet of the Lord, when they came to Vaikuntha to see Lord Vishnu, then one can go far beyond, because although the pleasures of the impersonal or Brahman are incredibly much more than anything one can achieve in this world, but the pleasure of devotional service, of eternal relationship with Krishna on a personal level, this is something that is should be pursued with all enthusiasm, with all determination and patience. This Bhagavad process and Pancharatriki Marg, they go hand in hand. Although in Kali Yuga, people are not qualified as brahmanas, the mantras, they have no efficacy before, previously, during the sacrifices, the brahminical trained priests could chant in such a way with such power that they could rejuvenate an old animal that may be sacrificed. But the purpose was not like a slaughterhouse for economic development, creating all kinds of havoc by performing sinful activities of slaughtering the innocent animal which is so dear to Krishna. So the reactions are coming. We see people are saying global warming, pandemic, earthquake, hurricane. So many natural disasters are there. So people are very fearful. This is a symptom of people on the bodily platform of life. They become very fearful, because they don't understand what is the future, what will happen. People think that, oh, no one knows what happens at death. You just live your one life, do the, you know, try to be as good as you can or get ahead in life, because when this life is finished, it's all finished. This is the atheistic, ignorant platform. Atato Brahma Jignasa, that Tadviri pranipate na pari prashnena sevaya upadekshanti te gyanam gyanas tatvadarshana, that the self-realized soul, he can impart knowledge of who is Krishna, what is the spiritual world, what is the process of achieving that destination, to assist the gopis in serving Krishna in a loving way, to become one of the cowherd boys. Or like Lord Brahma, after feeling very foolish, trying to show his mystic powers of stealing the cowherd boys and stealing all the calves, during this time, that morning, Krishna got up early and he thought, I'm not going to have my breakfast at home. I want to have a little picnic breakfast. So he blew his bugle and the thousands and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of other cowherd boys and the unlimited groups of cows. And Krishna, with his mystic power, can create unlimited associates in an unlimited space. We try to figure out things according to our mundane understanding. How can Krishna, with tens and hundreds of thousands of playmates, sit together and have a breakfast on the bank of the Jamuna? But hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from the self-realized soul, because Shukadev spoke Srimad Bhagavatam, he achieved perfection. Parikshit Maharaj heard Srimad Bhagavatam, he achieved perfection. And there are so many others who are attentively listening to this incredible pastime of the Lord and his mother, his father, his eternal associates. He brings the spiritual world down so that all of us in this world who are entrapped and bewildered and unhappy, so we can become happy. And real happiness comes at a price. It's not that one becomes successful in life by being lazy and being simply lethargic and engrossed in ignorance. One should be very excited about the fact that the ancient wisdom of India, the greatest treasure is being brought on a, what we call a silver platter by the Guru Parampara. And Srila Prabhupada was empowered with this task of distributing this message of Godhead for all of us. But how we can become so fortunate, because many people heard of Krishna or maybe seen devotees, but because of fear and because of being very strongly attached to a bodily platform, mainly sense gratification, because if there's danger, immediate danger, people look out for themselves. Then they're looking out for the family and the nation, communities. There may be some great souls who are willing to sacrifice their own existence for the better good of their family or their nation. But in general, we are all very much attached to ourselves because we are part of Krishna. We're actually little samples of Krishna. We've always existed. We continue to exist. We're going to exist in the future. But how we exist in the future depends on what we do in this life. If we're simply content that I've made good strides for economic development, or you know, I'm following some my own religion, I'm okay. They ask Prabhupada, why you come to this country? We have a lot of churches, we have synagogues, the Jewish religion, we have our temples, we have our mosques. Why? It's not that Prabhupada came to convert people from Christianity to Hinduism or Mohammedanism to Judaism or thisism or thatism. He's only repeating the words of Krishna, Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mame Kangshanang Vraja Ahang Tong Sarapapi Vya Moksha Ishami Masuchaha. Give up all your varieties of so-called religion and just surrender to me. I will give you full protection. So we see how the cowherd boys, they're surrendered to Krishna. They feel fully protected by Krishna. Is it a statue? Is it really? Maybe it's a play, unique play, sporting place for us to have fun. That doesn't matter. Let's go in this mysterious cave, which is very appealing for our childhood pastimes. Krishna will protect us. But then it says Krishna was a little bit bewildered because Agasura was thinking, Krishna killed my big sister Putana, killed my big brother Bakasura. Now, as a younger brother, I'm going to make an offering to my sister and my brother when I kill Krishna and kill all these cowherd boys. But he didn't want to devour the cowherd boys alone, so he kept his mouth open, even though the boys went in the mouth. Went inside of Agasura. And they said 7 or 8 miles long. Imagine, that's almost like half of the whole Vrindavan Parikrama. Imagine Agasura is as the whole Vrindavan Parikrama, 7 miles, right? Something like that. And a huge mouth, the ground and the top of his mouth is practically in the clouds, and his teeth look like little mountain peaks. So the cowherd boys, they're always looking for fun. They're imitating the birds, chasing their shadows, playing with the frogs. They jump in the water. They jump in the water after them. They get an echo. They chastise the echo like it's some sort of intruder on their playtime. So the cowherd, like little boys, if you tell them, stop playing, what does that mean? I mean, I'm a boy. I have to play. So little boys like to play. We see sometimes around the campus too. They're always playing. And so Krishna, in his Kumar age, just before he turned 6, and they were 5 years old, Lord Brahma stole all the cowherd boys and the calves to show his mystic power. But it's described that like a glowworm in darkness, it has some significant light. But when the sun comes out, the glowworm disappears. You don't even see it. So Lord Brahma gives very elaborate prayers of apology to Krishna for being so puffed up as to think that he was, I'm the four-headed Brahma of this universe. But Krishna, just by his pores of his body, unlimited universes are coming. Who knows how many pores we have on our body? You can count all the, you know, all the pores on your body. Like if you're working really hard or sweating and you just dance for 2 hours in kirtan, so maybe a couple ounces of liquid comes up. But Mahavishnu, the whole ocean is developed from him. Not only that, not even practically without effort, unlimited universes are coming out from every pore. So there's all these Brahmas with 10, 20, 100, 1,000, million heads. So Lord Brahma felt very, very insignificant. So from the simplicity of Krishna being taken care of Mother Yashoda, being loved by Nanda Maharaj, and then because Brahma stole all the calves and cowherd boys, Krishna personally sucked the breast milk of all the elderly gopis. They all got the opportunity for Krishna to personally exchange with Krishna. It's described even all the cows became more ecstatic because Krishna in the form of a calf was there. So we can see how Krishna is all attractive. He's attractive to Mother Yashoda, the gopis. Even Kamsa couldn't stop thinking about him. All these demonic persons who are thinking about Krishna, they have a special rasa. It's not so easy to untangle how the Chatusana, the four Kumaras, went to the gates of Vaikuntha, how Jai and Vijay carelessly mistreated them. But Vishnu said, it's all my plan. If Krishna, we have a fighting spirit. Anybody have a fighting spirit? Somebody really makes you angry, you want to have a fight. So in the spiritual world, there's no fighting. It's all play. So Krishna, everything comes from Krishna. So he wanted to come. And in the meantime, while he's coming, not only is he coming as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to try to understand, what is this love the devotees have for me? How do I experience that? So if we see all the different incarnations in the pastimes, in the history of the whole world, we're in a very, very fortunate position. Because just as Krishna and the cowherd boys came and spread the glories of Sri Vrindavan Dham, Goloka Vrindavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his associates and singing, dancing. So what is their business? So what is our business? Our business is to follow in the footsteps of the Goswamis, to follow in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, follow in the footsteps of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, we were hearing how he was coming to America and how, what a struggle it was, first of all, apparently leaving his family life, his business being cut short, and his attraction to the message of spreading the Bhagavad by the order of his Guru Maharaj, and then his troubles and challenges and tribulations, the things which we all have, things that come in our way, you know, it may not be ideal, maybe, you know, for this reason or that reason, I can't fully surrender. But Srila Prabhupada, Nitya Siddha, was fully surrendered from the very beginning. And he was very much encouraging. He said, now we have, you know, 5,000 devotees. So you do as I did. You preach this Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam all over the world. Then we'll have 10,000 devotees. Then we'll have 1 million, 100 million. And it's not like we're looking for big numbers, but this is the golden era of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Vasudev Datta being a great devotee. He wanted to free the suffering conditioned souls. He knows that for every action, there's reaction. And anyone who's not under the shelter of devotional service is forced to suffer their karmic activities. We should not be proud and think, oh no, I'm protected, Krishna's protecting me. The devotee always thinks himself is, he's appreciating others' service, whereas himself he's thinking, I am insufficient in my surrender, I'm insufficient in my devotion. These devotees are so much more qualified to render service to Krishna. So the essence of all philosophy and the essence of all religion is being brought to us by Srila Prabhupada under the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sangastro Parshadam Jagnai Sankirtan Prayar Yajanti Hi Sumedasaha. One who is developed in his intelligence will worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda. Chaitanya is Krishna himself. Lord Nityananda is the Lord Balaram. Advaita Acharya is Mahavishnu. Gadadhar, Srivas, his associates. So the whole spiritual world and the potency of the spiritual world has descended in the form of the holy name. Golokir, Premadan, Harinam, Sankirtan. We're not qualified for performing big, big yajnas, but it is recommended that deity worship must take place, because without the deity worship, then one is not developing. It's described that mainly the householders should be doing the deity worship, because the brahmacharis should be preaching with the sannyasis, and the vanaprastha should be preparing themselves for that stage of life as well. But in particular, because grihasthas are generally inclined to take care of family and family matters, it's better that we become very steady and regulated in performing the deity worship. But all of us who are, appreciating the beauty of the way the deities are dressed, the garlands, their turbans, and their whole ecstatic love and energy which was exchanged by the pujaris, we're also getting the benefits as well. So Srila Prabhupada established temples, living with devotees, satang prasangam mama virya sangvido. Now, you could have read this yourself, but by all of us sitting together and hearing about Krishna and the cowherd boys, and the love that the cowherd boys have, the faith and the fearlessness that they have, that Krishna will protect us under all conditions, then this is meant to invoke in us that same attraction to Krishna. That if we're not attracted to Krishna, then the process to become attracted is by hearing about Krishna, hearing Bhagavad Gita, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, daily, nityang Bhagavata Sevaya. In the association of devotees, it becomes enhanced by serving devotees, by serving the deities, by serving the Dham. One is making great, great advancement in his life, spiritual life. But our life is very short. We're seeing all around us our brothers, our sisters, elderly members, and sometimes younger members leaving this world. And ante narayana smriti yang bapi smaram bhavam tyajatyante kalevaram. Whatever state of mind we have at the time of death, that state will attain without fail. So if we're wasting our time on the small stuff, you know, don't get distracted. Stay on the path. There may be some allurements this way, allurements that way. This may seem significant and that may seem significant. To some extent, there are responsibilities that we have in life, but our biggest and most important responsibility is man mana bhava mad bhakto mad yaji mang namaskuru mami vaisasi sachante prati jane priyosame. Think of me, become my devotee, worship me, offer your prayers to me, thus you'll come to me. You're my very dear friend. Krishna's giving us a guarantee, and so we should have that same faith, that same determination and enthusiasm. The gopis were all eager. All the elderly gopis were eager. Mother Yashoda was eager. They're waiting to see the dust of the cowherd boy. They're all coming home. Yes, Krishna's coming home. And the feelings are very detailed and expressive, and there's real love and real happiness. So we should not take the devotional process cheaply, that it's some sentimental fanaticism, chanting, dancing. We should just study Bhagavad or study philosophy. We need to study philosophy. Prabhupada said that how you will, you know, explain, not that we're just distributing this knowledge, we need to study this knowledge. And Krishna, in our heart, depending on our enthusiasm and determination, mata smritir jnanam apohanam cha, he's giving knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. We want to forget Krishna? No problem. But if we want to remember Krishna, then we have to act in that capacity. So, this is a beautiful 10th canto. It's very personal, very intimate. And for all those who are fortunate enough to be sitting in front of Srila Prabhupada and Krishna Balaram Mandir and Sri Vrindavan Dham, blessed with the authentic Srimad Bhagavatam from the Guru Parampara, we have the greatest fortune to awaken our love for Krishna and never be disappointed, because there may be challenges. Even Queen Kunti, she was saying, Krishna, you're leaving us now? Before, we were always in anxiety that, you know, we're going to be, we're fearful, and then we're always thinking you, and we felt protected, and you came to us, but now you think everything is okay. Better keep me in a distressed condition. So we're not quite on that level of advancement that we're praying to Krishna to keep us in a distressed condition. But whether you're in distress, any anxiety, any situation we find ourselves in, the real solution is hear about Krishna and chant about Krishna. It may be a simple answer, but Prabhupada's answer was, it's a lack of Krishna consciousness. There's no lack of anything else. There's a lack of Krishna consciousness. Harinama, 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 Eva Kevalam, Kaluva, Nasteva, 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 Gatiranyata. It's not that we're just glorifying something sentimentally. The holy name is enriched with Krishna, Krishna's pastimes, in Krishna's potency. All that potency that we heard about Krishna, it's there in his holy names. So maybe we have one or two minutes for questions, comments, something from the exalted Vaishnavas who are serving here for many years. Yes, Prabhuji. I like your dancing, by the way. When I was with Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj in Rath Yatra in New York, he was dancing just like that. For Krishna.
Thank you for the wonderful class. We are giving example that we can serve the deities, we serve the Vaishnavas, and serve the Holy Name. How do you serve the Holy Name?
How do we serve the Holy Name? Holy Dham. By chanting the Lord's holy name, you're serving the Dham. Also, by following the instructions of your spiritual master and performing your duties in devotional service, you're serving the holy Dham. But also, on a more physical, visual, practical level, you can see cleanliness is next to godliness. So, if you want to serve the Dham, you can go and pet the cows and feed the cows, Gomata, because Goloka Premadan Harinam Sankh. From Goloka, this holy name is coming, but it's Goloka, it's a planet of cows. And of course, if you keep yourself neat and clean, and if you can do something to help clean the dam, that's also a nice service. The important thing is to follow the orders of your spiritual master with enthusiasm, and you'll see how everything is connected to the holy Dham, to the holy name and Krishna's pastimes. So when they ask Prabhupada, what will make you happy? That you are Krishna conscious. So the solution is chant the holy name enthusiastically, and Krishna in your heart will reveal. One devotee yesterday asked me, he said, I want to go to America and preach to them because there's so much cow slaughter and there's so much, you know, what should I do? I said, well, first of all, there's no Brahminical culture to guide the Kshatriyas or the leaders. So the Vaishyas, everyone's a Shudra. And so naturally, Shudras have no understanding of protection of cows and how to engage everyone properly. So this Krishna consciousness movement is reestablishing a certain class of Brahminical culture that will ultimately give guidance to those who are also Krishna conscious but have that ability to manage and set up the society in such a way that the holy Dham will be appreciated even more because of all of us trying to become good followers of Srila Prabhupada and carrying out his order of preaching and chanting the holy name. I hope I answered your question. But you can also take a bag and go clean the holy Dham, chant while you're chanting the holy name. That's service to the Dham. Any other questions, comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Like we have from all the civilians, they have the great, even Agassur kill us, but Krishna is there to protect us. So they are saying that from their experience, because Krishna protected them from so many dangers.
Right.
So how we can increase our faith like Krishna will protect, although he's protecting us in every step.
It's a very good question. Like Prahlad Maharaj, you know, you got the biggest demon, Hiranyakashipu, and these demonic teachers. What's the best thing you learn? Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Marchanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Matam Vedanam. He's telling his father, who is the arch enemy of Vishnu, that, you know, hearing and chanting and remembering Vishnu is the goal of life. So he kill him immediately. So even though they tried so many ways to kill Prahlad, they could not kill him. Of course, he has that faith. The cowherd boys, they had that faith because of the experience that he killed Bakasura, he killed Putana. There's so many experiences. I think it's almost like the Draupadi. Everyone knows the history of Draupadi. They were trying to disrobe Draupadi and she was hanging on to the sari like, you know, I need to protect myself. But then there came a point where she just, hey Krishna, I surrender, I leave it to you. So we maybe are not at that point where we want to put ourselves in a dangerous situation, being what we call presumptuous, thinking that Krishna is Krishna's duty to protect me, you know, I'm his devotee. First of all, a devotee of Krishna never thinks he's a devotee. He always thinks he's unqualified in attempting. So be careful, be safe, have faith by hearing of the resolute determination of Prahlad Maharaj, of the cowherd boys, of Draupadi's surrender, and them all being protected by Krishna, and Krishna stating in Bhagavad Gita, I will protect my devotees. So we just try to become devotees to the best of our ability and avoid dangerous, fearful situations. You know, we don't want to take those kind of chances thinking that I'm going to go to, you know, the Taliban and tell them to all chant Hare Krishna. They'll probably cut your head off. I mean, Krishna may protect you, and he will protect you in one way or the other, but we should not be foolish. Krishna's given us intelligence, so we also have to use our intelligence. Utility is the principle. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.